Report, Islamic State in Iraq, Syria still has over $300 million in hand. By Edwin Mora on December 3, 2018. The Islamic State, ISIS/ISIL, considered one of the wealthiest terrorist groups in history, still has over $300 million in hand in Iraq and Syria even after the U.S.-led coalition and local forces decimated the jihadist organization's territorial caliphate months ago, PBS NewsHour reported Sunday. According to several U.S. government and independent assessments, ISIS generates revenue from a criminal enterprise that involves oil, antiquities smuggling, kidnapping, human trafficking, extortion, and drug trafficking, among other crimes. ISIS has shrunk geographically in recent months, forcing the group to go back to its insurgent roots, which pose a threat to U.S. interests and the Middle East as a whole. Asked about the impact territorial losses have made on ISIS's revenue, foreign correspondent Rukmini Kalamachi, who covers ISIS and al-Qaeda for the New York Times, NYT, told PBS. We are expecting a big downturn in their economics as a result of the fact that they have lost the big base of taxation that they had before. I was just in Baghdad a couple of weeks ago, and I met with coalition officials, and unfortunately the number that they were citing for how much money ISIS still has on hand, just in Iraq and Syria, is over $300 million. So that gives you a sense of just how wealthy this terrorist group is. They are now going back to the types of fundraising that they were doing before, namely illegal taxation in areas that they do not control, coming into areas and telling businesses if you don't pay up, like the mafia, if you don't pay you're going to face the consequences. Kalamachi noted that the terrorist group is increasingly turning to kidnapping as a significant revenue source. Last year, ISIS kidnapped more people than any other terrorist group, 2,180, the U.S. Department of State revealed. The U.S.-led coalition nearly eradicated the group's oil revenue, once the top source of income for ISIS. Kidnapping, which never stopped but which is becoming a major revenue stream now. And human trafficking, all of the other things that they have done since their earliest days. This is a group that has known how to finance itself without territory for over a decade. So I don't expect them to go bankrupt anytime soon, Kalamachi told PBS. Although Forbes no longer lists ISIS as the world's most affluent terrorist group, the organization is still among the top five wealthiest jihadi groups, respectively, Hezbollah, the Taliban, Hamas, al-Qaeda, and ISIS. The Office of the Inspector General, OIG, at the U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, reported on November 5. The OIG's assessment came after Commander Sean Robertson, a spokesman for the Pentagon, told Voice of America, VOA, that ISIS is well positioned to rebuild and work on enabling its physical caliphate to re-emerge. ISIS probably is still more capable than al-Qaeda in Iraq at its peak in 2006-2007, when the group had declared an Islamic State and operated under the name Islamic State of Iraq, the Pentagon spokesman proclaimed. ISIS remains a threat, and even one ISIS fighter is one too many. He added, acknowledging that thousands of jihadis from the group remain in Iraq and Syria. In March 2017, an editorial published by Military.com predicted that ISIS would adapt to the collapse of its so-called caliphate in Iraq and Syria by continuing to expand its international criminal enterprise, particularly the drug trade. The Pentagon's OIG assessment noted, ISIS remained able to generate revenue from limited oil smuggling operations, extortion and taxes, kidnapping and other criminal activity, drug trafficking, and external donations. It also continued to draw on cash reserves. Overall, the report said that in its assessment a reduced, covert version of ISIS will survive in Iraq and Syria and will maintain a presence in neighboring countries and affiliates in multiple countries, including Afghanistan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. Up to 30,000 ISIS jihadis remain in Iraq and Syria, the United Nations reported in August. While the sale of oil served as ISIS's top source of revenue, the group also made money from the unprecedented level of looting and destruction of priceless antiques across the Middle East. During a House panel hearing in April 2016, the expert witnesses told U.S. lawmakers that ISIS was committing cultural genocide as it plundered and sold ancient artifacts to fund its terrorist activities.